This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, last week in our series from 2 Corinthians, we looked at the 6th chapter, verses 14 through 18, talking about moral choices in life. This week, we simply move on to the first verse of chapter 7, exactly where we left off last week. Chapter 7, verse 1, talking about the contamination of body and soul. What in the world does that mean? It's a follow-up to last week's message as we continue this series called Through the Looking Glass from 2 Corinthians. God bless you as you listen this week. 25,000 people die every day in the world. That's 175,000 people a week, about 1 million people a year from one little simple thing. You say warfare? No, not war violence. Not violence in a country, terrorism or whatever. 1 million people die every year because of contaminated water. For every 21 seconds, a child dies because of contaminated water. I'd never heard of that. You say, why are you talking about contaminated water? We're going to talk about the word contamination today because the Apostle Paul uses the word. We're going to look at one verse of Scripture today. That's it, one verse. Where Paul in 2 Corinthians talks about our bodies being contaminated and our souls being contaminated by that which needs to be cleansed out of our lives. And it's a word for somebody today, for you and for me. Contamination is the operative word. Something is contaminated when a substance is rendered impure because of the addition of another substance. That's the definition of contamination. When a substance is rendered impure because of the addition of another substance. We talk about contaminated air, contaminated food, contaminated blood, and contaminated water. It's all around us. I read this week about a man who was hiking in the mountains of Colorado, and he thought, well, I'm up about 8, 9, 10,000 feet. He thought the stream water should be pure, and he drank quite a bit of water from a stream, thinking, boy, this is invigorating, able to drink the stream water. He said he never was so sick in all his life. Had the worst abdominal pain he'd ever had in his life that night, and they said, what have you done differently? Well, drinking stream water. That's what happened. Contaminated water in the mountains of Colorado. So contamination happens all around us, and yet the worst form of contamination, believe it or not, is when your soul is contaminated by four things I'm going to give you today. So we're going to read what we read 2 weeks ago, chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, verse 14, and then right into verse 1 of chapter 7. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Nothing. Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? None. What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Remember, Belial was a title for Satan, so let's read it again with Satan in there. What harmony is there between Christ and Satan? None whatsoever. What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Not much on a spiritual level. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? None. For we are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now here's the verse I left out, verse 1. Of chapter 7. Therefore, or since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Well, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.